Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two. This is the Tara Show. I am your guest host, Bill Frady. The Ingalls Advantage Talk Line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Only for the audience of WORD. I don't like honey, and I'm taking a lot of honey so I can maintain and just sort of sound semi like I normally do. And if it does seem like I get looser as I go along, I do mix the honey with scotch. El Presidente.
Good morning, sir. Self-medicating.
El Presidente!
Self-medicating, I understand.
I Google it.
Yeah.
Listen, El Presidente. Now, along with, you know, taking over and invading California, which would go a long way towards my next goal,
yeah,
I'm looking for a presidential decree from you, okay, to outlaw political correctness.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand it.
Let's go for it. Yeah.
I can't stand it no more. Simply because, I was talking about, Holiday Inn, where Bing Crosby wears blackface, and Barack Obama's out there endorsing Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
To, I guess, exonerate him from using blackface. Is it bad or is it good or does it matter? Or, I mean, are we to sit back and look at things that happened in the 30s and say, that's horrible. And if you like it, you're horrible. You're part of the problem if you like it. You know, are we to sit back there and look at anything that happened in history or today? Is there nothing that is okay to do in jest?
I think there has to be obviously some degree of taste and involved, but you have to weigh that against your First Amendment rights, and who's making the call about whether or not something is in good taste or not. I mean, it's just like this whole issue of, you know, these social media companies putting trying to hide results of what they consider to be hate speech. Well, these days, if you say anything about climate change or about illegal immigration, that's considered hate speech. Now, listen, I'm not in any way endorsing people doing things that demean or diminish anyone because of their race. I think that that's something that, you know, obviously that our culture has evolved to that we don't put up with. You can't have retroactive justice.
No.
And that's part of where we are right now. And that's that whole issue goes back to the old South. It goes back to the race in this country, which, you know, race in this country is the entire country. It's the entire United States. It's not just the South.
Well, you know, but like the other stuff, like this news story I heard about the graffiti in Furman.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to school around here? You went to
high school? Yes, yeah.
So we saw graffiti when we were kids.
Yes.
And, so, you know, my extent of noticing it, I'd be walking by and be like, hey, that's pretty good. And then I didn't even read it. You know, I'd be like, oh, that dude knows how to draw with a spray yeah, with a spray paint can. Yeah. But then I would just go on, and I didn't sit back and think, oh, well, gosh, it's racism. Oh, it's misogyny. Oh, it's, transgenderism is a new thing, so I didn't have to worry about that in the 70s. You know, is everything, I mean.
Listen, all of us can find things to be offended by that offend our sensibilities, our view of the world, our principles, our religion. We can find those things every day. And we have gotten to the point in this culture where we give so much importance to people's feelings and emotions that it's detrimental to our constitutional and God-given rights to begin with. Now, once again, I'm not saying that we should go out of our way to offend people, but, you know, once again, I'm offended daily by things that I hear in the news, hear people say in public, taking the Lord's name in vain, for one thing. That greatly offends me. That's, obviously in the Holy Bible, that is one of the Ten Commandments.
But you don't throw on a black mask and run around with a bike lock and start slapping people upside the head.
No, not at all.
With it, right?
That's, I just make the decision that I understand where that person's behavior, and that's just not what I want to listen to and be around.
I just with all the stuff that I watch happen, like on the text line, I've got people texting me saying they're buying Looney Tunes DVDs to preserve for posterity.
Yeah,
because I used to think Wabbit Hutton season was hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you can't do that. That's I guess that is that condoning violence. Is that am I being anti Wabbit? Anti-duck? Anti-fud?
Yeah, there was that whole discussion about whether it was wabbit season or duck season.
That's right. And then there was always a shotgun blast right in the face, and all it did was blow the bill up over his head where it looked like a silly hat.
Yeah, exactly. And I think most folks in our generation understood that's not how it really works in real life, and we understand that this is a cartoon.
See, that's the thing, though. That's the thing. We watch cartoons like that. We watch TV shows where they got shot. We watch cowboys and Indians, and we were surrounded by guns. Didn't have background checks. Didn't have rampage killings.
What about the Three Stooges, for crying out loud?
Oh, I mean, those are my favorite.
There is continual violence, and
especially for poor Curly.
I know. He always
he died first because of his troubling.
Exactly.
Mo just scarred him so badly from all those slaps and eye gouges. And
probably should have had to follow the concussion protocol from the NFL.
And Larry, Larry, he lived to be the longest, but all he did was have his halo of hair pulled by Mo.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to sit here and have this discussion and know how innocently funny that stuff was. You ever seen the Philadelphia Story with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn?
No, I don't think I have.
In one part of it, Katharine Hepburn, they're getting a divorce, and Katharine Hepburn breaks one of his golf clubs over her knee because it was a wooden shaft. It was that old.
Yeah.
And he comes up to her and puts his hand and grabs her by her chin and her face and her eyes her back.
I have seen that scene. Yes, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
And the look on her face when she stood up was hilarious. Now, I know what would happen if that was actually done to another human being, and I get it, and there's a time and a place for that.
Yeah.
And it's not really something funny, but that kind of humor was referred to as slapstick.
Yeah.
And that was funny. I mean, I guess it's a good thing nobody ever saw Buster Keaton, stuff that Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin used to do, because they almost killed themselves trying to be funny.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially that whole thing where the wall falls down and the window falls around them, and they're just looking around like, huh? There's no way I would stand. I know Jackie Chan redid that one, and look at poor Jackie. He just all broke up too. But yes, I need a presidential decree on that one, if you could. I'd like to have it outlawed. And then if anybody.
So let it be written, so let it be done.
Yes. Now, in my capacity as the sergeant in arms and, the Stasi black police that I am.
Secretary of Offense.
That's right. That's right. I get to carry out the penalty phase if they, go against your ruling. So I need to know what some of the penalties I may be able to mete out would be.
Oh, that's a long discussion.
Can I have a cricket bat?
Oh, sure. Why not? Because who plays cricket around here anyway? Something to do with those things.
Not that Philadelphia story. And it was not Perry. It was not Spencer Tracy. It was Cary Grant. Yeah, it was Cary Grant that did that.
Okay. I know the scene.
In the text line, somebody's saying the Philadelphia story, the one where Tom Hanks has AIDS. Oh, my God. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Spencer. Spencer Tracy might have shoved Hepburn around, but not in this movie. Also, Jimmy Stewart was in this movie as well. So there. Thank you, El Presidente.
Certainly.
Viva El Presidente!
He'll be returning for the 8 o'clock show, so be sure and tip your waitress.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the text line, hey, Bill and Lee, maybe we're just old guys now. I'm 55 and I love computers and technology, but I'm glad I grew up and appreciate life before the internet. Yeah, life before the internet was really interesting. You had to actually go out and do things. In California, they're finding something out right now. And I've thought about doing this before. I've thought about going solar just for the money savings. The problem is that you can't go solar and be off the grid. You're going to have to be connected to the grid. That's where part of the problem lies. In California, the people that are in these blackouts, going solar doesn't keep them from going black. Many of California's would-be earth savers had no idea that just putting solar panels on the roof doesn't mean they'll have power. And this is the way this works. Most panels are designed to supply power to the grid, not to the house. So you're buying solar panels to supply power to the grid. During the heat of day, solar systems can crank out more juice than a home can handle. And conversely, they don't produce power at all at night. So systems are tied into the grid, and the vast majority aren't working right now because PG&E cut the power to much of Northern California to prevent some wildfires. The only way to work with a solar panel, because of the way they're wired up, is you have to have them wired into some batteries. And that market is only just beginning to start. I mean, Sunrun Inc., the largest U.S. rooftop solar company, said some of its customers are making it through the blackouts with batteries, but it's a very tiny group. They can count. It's in the hundreds. Now, solar power with local battery storage is the perfect combination for, for getting through the shutdowns. Excuse me. Although he does fail to mention that what an expensive proposition that is, especially in the rural areas where most of this, right now in the rural areas during the blackout, it was quite primitive. Now that they've had some blackouts, they expect the battery sales to go up. And this is what you call crony capitalism. Now, at UC Berkeley, where you'd expect all this planet saving to be applauded, at least one student is probably less than thrilled. There's a biochem grad student named Sarah Morris, and she says that this recent outage, again, a planned and all-purpose outage, has destroyed 2 years of her groundbreaking cancer research valued at $500,000. That's what was spent to do the research. I don't know what its value would have been to cancer victims who now might never receive the benefits of that research. And these are called public safety power shutoffs. But in the dark, the public enjoys less safety. PG&E, CEO Bill Johnson admitted last week, he said, our website crashed several times. Our maps are inconsistent and maybe incorrect. Our call centers were overloaded. To put it simply, we were not adequately prepared to support the operational event in Eureka, California. There's a local North Coast co-op grocery chain, at least for now. One of the managers there worked 34 hours straight to keep the store open, using generators to run the registers and dry ice to cool food. Then when she arrived on Thursday morning, the walk-in refrigerator was full of spoiled dairy products. All of it, tens of thousands of dollars worth of food, would have to be thrown away. Her last name is Bentenhausen. She said, I don't even know yet if we're going to make it through this one. Anyone looking at providing for their family and maintaining a living in this area has to be making plans. The North Coast is the more conservative region in California, and conversely, where you and I would look at it and say, hey, this is pretty good. Compared to Silicon Valley, this is not exactly a well-off area. They're dependent on logging and fishing, which have both been curtailed by experts far away in Sacramento and D.C. Now they can't even keep the milk cold for their kids. Or According to the Wall Street Journal, the area is subject to the sort of abrupt blackouts normally associated with underdeveloped countries like, or socialist countries like Venezuela. And you know what? A blackout looks the same in Caracas as it does in California. When Democratic Governor Pat Brown, who is Jerry's far more competent father, when he was governor, he invested in forward-looking infrastructure that was the envy of the nation. But now the water infrastructure is wasted. They had a bunch of snow and a bunch of rain not too long ago. That all ran out into the Pacific. Now the Central Valley farmers are at the mercy of the state's notoriously fickle rains. The region would have depopulated long ago without the infrastructure that an earlier, wiser generation built and that latter-day regulators and environmentalists have so casually deprecated. And Sacramento grows only more hostile to that kind of infrastructure project. So when the lights go out, there's a lot more than the dark.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In my day-to-day, when it comes to the Second Amendment, I read a lot of opinions on it, pro and con. In most cases, when you see a letter to the editor where it is a anti-gunner, most of them are just rehashes of what they have heard, of what they've heard somebody else say, some other idea. Gun control is, there are no new ideas. I mean, the Brady campaign started out as Handgun Control Incorporated. They were looking for handguns to be banned. Of course, the problem with handguns is that that is now the recognized weapon that most people consider is okay for self-defense, as long as it isn't an AR-15. Most people who write letters to the editor are also engaged politically, but they don't spend their time considering the new approaches to problems. Nothing wrong with that. But then sometimes, just sometimes, somebody has an idea that's so ridiculous it has to be addressed. Like this letter titled, "Precedent Exists to Take Guns as a National Emergency." From the letter, as it was written, in mid-September after another horrible mass shooting, Beto O'Rourke announced that we are coming for your AK-47s and AR-15s. I would add to his list any semi-automatic weapon of any kind with any magazine that holds more than 6 cartridges. Harking back to the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is possible that the next Democratic president could declare a state of emergency stating that all semi-automatic weapons constitute a danger to society. Their owners would be required to give them up for fair compensation. New Zealand bought back these guns, and the process proceeded with little difficulty. We'll get onto that in just a second. Now here, of course, there would be violence, which simply underscores the need to get these weapons off the streets. I have owned guns and shotguns since I was a boy, but the time for easy access to instruments of mass murder is over. We have legal precedent. Machine guns were outlawed for the sale of the general public in the 1930s. In the 1990s, we had a ban on assault weapons. Trump declared a national emergency to build his idiotic wall. Well, that's just a whole new kind of stupid, isn't it? So let me break this. First of all, New Zealand announced a banning and buyback of what they termed assault weapons. And then they realized, you know what? We don't know who has what. So while they have instituted that, as far as it proceeding, it has not proceeded. I don't think they've gotten to what it is considered to be 10% of the number of weapons owned. And the people there of New Zealand, where they don't have a right to keep and bear arms, had rightfully said, I'm not selling these back to you. I didn't buy them from you. How can you buy them back? The other part is that this person is basically saying, I want to ban handguns, because most handguns used in self-defense today. I bought a revolver the other day. It's the first revolver I've bought in 20 years. Most everything else is a semi-automatic handgun. I've got one in front of me right now that holds 21 rounds of 9mm. So he would have that banned. He would buy that back, and then he would have it banned. And, well, that's just not going to fly. A national emergency at the border, when you've got as many people coming to the border that were invited by the previous regime to come in, and I know they deported more than Trump has deported, but they paved the way. They paved the way. Yeah, that is actually, securing our border is an emergency. We should be doing that. We have MS-13 coming across the border. We have ISIS coming across the border. You got 460 million to 660 million guns with nearly 150 million gun owners in the United States. If there was an emergency that was about violence in the streets, there would be no gun grabbers left. We would have already handled that. Secondly, this idea that the machine gun ban or the previous assault weapon ban somehow justifies gun confiscation shows a profound lack of understanding for the nature of those laws. Both allowed people to keep the guns they already owned. They were grandfathered in. The assault weapon ban in 1994 was more of a cosmetic feature ban on AR-15s that were still being produced by the tens of thousands because they took off the muzzle device and the bayonet lug. We could no longer fix bayonets from 94 to 2004. But what the AR-15, what the assault weapon ban of that time also did was it sort of compromised our national security, because everybody out there stopped developing for the M16/AR-15 platform. There was no need. There was nothing you could do with it. So, you know, this the writer of this, he's not talking about grandfathering in anything. He wants to ban and take. So here's the other part of it. That is a logistical impossibility. First of all, except for the blue states that are out there today that have gun registries and everything else, nobody knows who has what. I've heard various. One argument I'm given is, well, Bill, the IRS would do it. They would get out there and they would take all your money and threaten you with, or they take your kids, or they take this, or they take that until you gave up the guns. But they don't know who has guns. I mean, I'm known to have guns, but if they come to me tomorrow, I'm going to be like, what guns? I don't have any guns. I had guns. I got rid of them. I was hearing the voices. So here's the problem. All these things that they want, like climate change and single payer and the tax rates that they want and the control over the speech that they want and all these other things, can't happen to the degree they need for it to happen in order to be totalitarian, in order to be Venezuela. Unless they take away that veto the Second Amendment gives us. They got to take that away. And that's an impossibility. They want your guns. That's a certainty. And whenever one of them claims that no one's coming for them, you can tell they're lying because their lips are moving. The problem is they can't logistically get them. And that's simply a fact, I would think, at least for the next 30, 40 years. Now, after we're gone, I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the talk line, we got Rick from Duncan. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
hey,
sir. Thanks for holding.
I gotta wonder why you seem so fearful of Beto, who's polling at like 1%, and the likelihood of him taking away, or let's say winning, and the government passing laws to take away guns. There's virtually no chance of that happening. I know it.
I do, and I'm not fearful of Beto, but what I'm fearful of is that there's who's now he's getting challenged in the news. But all of the
he's getting challenged more than the news. He's getting challenged by all the front runners.
This is the way this works, okay? You say something and then I say something. That's the way that works, okay? So Beto, when he gets out there, and I don't hear Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren coming down on him or Bernie Sanders or anything, that's an indicator of how they feel about that. That's an indicator of how they feel about that. And when you look at some of the laws they propose and everything, it's not just rifles that are scary. It's handguns that cops carry. So,
well, you know, you don't.
Yes, sir.
Can I talk?
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, you don't need to respond to everything stated by a candidate, especially statements that are patently absurd. And taking away guns is a patently absurd position. And the fact that you don't respond to it is not relevant. It doesn't mean that you favor it or you're for it. It just means that it's not worth commenting on.
Okay. So,
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. So, Ghost Rider, call him back up and tell him he needs to be a junior producer. Thank you so much. This is the reason you comment on it. After Sandy Hook, which was an aberration of against humanity, when they covered it the way they covered it, they did a poll, which I don't agree. I don't believe any polls, but this one I sort of gave credence to. In the poll, 56% of America thinks that that kind of thing happens all the time because of the coverage it was given by the media. Most people, even though I can sit here and I agree with Rick, but at the same time, most people are not engaged. Most people couldn't care less about politics. Most people couldn't care less about most things except what is going on in their life, and I understand that. But if you don't address it, then it becomes the norm. 56% of America thinks rampage killings in schools happen all the time. But the actual number is your child has one chance in 614 million of being shot in school. And the chances of being hurt in a wreck or anything else like that on the way to school, on the way home from school, is much higher. Not talking about it means it becomes accepted. That's their whole thing. And getting out there and chuckling because you want to dominate the conversation, that doesn't prove how much smarter or anything than you are than me. It just means you called to make a statement, which is not what talk radio is about, Rick. So, take it easy. And on the text line, Bill, last caller is wrong. According to most people's understanding, silence is consent. I guess old Beto needs to lead them from the front and wear body armor. And this one, I disagree with the idiot who just called. Many countries have taken away their citizens' guns. Talk about it highlights it for the rest of the population. So we never come to that point. Rick said it isn't worth commenting on, yet he felt the need to call in and discuss not talking about it. Finished off by, take your own advice, bud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.